Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot, fresh from sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Hey, baby. Hey. Do I have permission to go home? Change my clothes. They're starting already.
Why? What happened?
What's wrong?
Oh, twinsies. Oh, did you guys coordinate this? Relax. Okay. First of all, I'll go home. I'll go put on a three-piece suit. How about that? Well, let's do that.
First of all, you're wearing a gray sweatsuit. I'm wearing a cream-colored sweatsuit.
And let's not forget the most important thing. Mine is significantly cheaper than yours. Significantly.
Pardon this expression. Bitch, you've got jewelry on your hat.
What that I got? This
yeah,
is nothing.
I know.
What are
point
we
out.
Doing right
hold
now?
On.
This is
show
nothing.
Them. Your jewelry has jewelry. Your jewelry has an earring on.
This is...
Hey.
Yeah,
hey,
your jewelry has an earring on.
Show the world.
This has nothing to do with nothing. Look. It's
look
just
at this dude.
It's a blip.
This dude... Your, he
what
said
are we talking about? You can get this anywhere.
He
you
said
can't get
your
that
jewelry
anywhere.
Has it. Will you get it? What are you talking about? It's the most basic sweatsuit you can get.
No, I have the most basic sweatsuit you can get.
Hey, that's crazy, Chatty. I also got the same sweatsuit on right now.
This is ridiculous. Over here. Trying to shame me when you up
I'm
here
just
running
saying,
around.
Mine just a regular run-of-the-mill sweatsuit. That is not.
The only difference is my sweat legs are pulled up to my calf. That's the only difference. Don't worry about
come
that.
Come on, bruh. Hey, come on, bruh. What are we doing out here?
This show's stupid.
What are we doing? Right. It's nasty out here. I just got some regular run-of-the-mill joints. My shoes and my sweatsuit.
What shoes you wearing?
Just shoes.
This idiot. I swear to God.
This dummy got the same shoes I do. Man. This show
you wouldn't
this
look.
Show's the worst. I wasn't going to, but when you didn't say it, it was like, wait a minute. Yeah, okay. All right, man. Whatever.
The ultimate needle mover in God Bone himself.
Acknowledge me.
That's the only introductions we get today. My goodness gracious.
Oh, man, a little bit of a better move because, you know, shout out to my boy Zion.
Man.
Big ups.
Boy did it again.
Triple double.
Man. He did it again. More importantly, though, to Casey's point, is and this is what we were talking about yesterday. Like, can the Clippers, can the Timberwolves really can they really sustain something enough to where the Kings can't remain? You know, I really do believe the six. Any hope at the six boils down to tomorrow.
Yeah.
And all tomorrow does is give you like a glimmer of hope. Like that's it. You don't get tomorrow. We're talking 7-8. You're not catching Golden State. Not the way that they're playing.
Yeah.
And, you know, and salute to the Pelicans, but like, this is kind of what the Clippers have been. Timberwolves, I think, have been a little bit better in like very, very recent, you know, week or so. But this is what we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Pelicans got the Clippers last night. All right. Can the Kings, you know, take advantage of that? Get tomorrow now is there's a double win here at play.
Mm.
You move up some room on the Golden State Warriors and you move up some room on the Los Angeles Clippers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's and there you are right there in a nice little position in this Western Conference playoff race.
Yeah. Yeah, you finally got something to go your way. And one of the things I was thinking about with the Kings yesterday is and maybe this is too simplistic. Hopefully everybody understands, but they need an energy shifter. You know what I'm saying? Like, and this is going to happen probably a couple times throughout the last month or so. But going into Sunday, energy was great.
Yeah.
And then you lose that game the way you did, and the energy has shifted towards, I don't want to say dark cloud type thing, but like energy's just bad. They need an energy shifter. Maybe seeing the Clippers lose was a little bit of that. Winning on Thursday would be a major energy shifter. Mm-hmm. You know, and if you could win both of those games, now you're going to, like, just like that. Like how I talked about, it was a punch to the gut and everything was down and the energy, I'm talking right now, the energy's bad. You can shift that with two wins on Thursday and Friday. And you could probably even do it with one win, you know, with winning one of those games because they're both on the road. But they need a shift in energy.
Yeah.
You ever heard I don't think it's a theory. I believe in it. But like when somebody is having a bad day, and maybe it's a friend, maybe it's coworker or a significant other, and they shift that energy
mm-hmm.
by fighting with you
mm-hmm.
and their bad energy, they just put it on you. King's got to find a way to put their bad energy on somebody else.
Golden State would be a great team to put that bad energy on.
Shift that energy, man.
Or I mean, just as importantly is, like, grab someone. I mean, maybe this is the Golden State part. Grab Golden State's energy.
That too.
Yeah. And they're cooking. Like, hey, do that.
Mm-hmm.
Come out and do that.
Yeah.
Of course, it's a little easier said than done because I don't have to guard Steph Curry. So,
well,
I don't have to deal with Jimmy Butler.
Still around.
He ain't going nowhere. He's the Adrian Wojnarowski of Davidson now, and it's like, come on, man.
We're at the point where it's, remember Steph back then, and it's just his old highlights, just him running around, just throwing the ball up in the air, like, insane.
I saw somebody last night talking about, oh, yeah, Steph, oh, man, we're going to miss him when he's gone. No, I'm not.
No,
won't. I've seen enough. I've seen enough. I have YouTube. I miss him. I can go watch him there. He needs to go.
Today, actually. He needs to go today. So, if anybody can arrange that.
But yeah, man, shout out to the Pels, man. And
well, I mean, we just had a conversation about Zion Williamson, what, a day or two ago?
Yeah. Yesterday. Literally yesterday.
It was yesterday?
Yeah.
Less than 24 hours ago.
Jeez, this guy.
Did we will that into, is Zion Williamson a big D'Lo and KC guy?
We joke a lot about that, but it happens a lot.
It really does. I guess we should talk about Jaime Jaquez today.
Who are they playing?
Clippers Heat.
Let's go.
Oh, Jaime Jaquez is great.
Jaime Jaquez. You know, I think the Heat did a good job not including him in a Dame Lillard trade.
I agree with that.
I think that was very smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, hold on to that guy. And my boy Tyler Hero. No hyperbole needed there. That's my boy.
Tyler Hero needs more respect than the Chatty House.
Agreed.
It's facts. He needs more respect, period.
Agreed. That's true.
Maybe a statue.
We got anything nice to say about Terry Rozier?
Hey, man.
Legally, I hope you're okay.
Did you see the clip about a week ago?
Hey. Terry Rozier is not playing good right now. Like, ever since.
Did you see the clip?
Oh, what was it? How much did this man?
Oh, that is not okay.
Hey, Terry's going through it right now. Terry, hey, I hope everything's okay.
Some of that stuff he was doing, I'm like, ain't no way. Not involved.
Oh.
That was bad for the defense. That mixtape was crazy.
That was so bad it looked fake. It was like this.
Well, that's
because, like,
it probably was.
This
Damian.
Looked like AI. Well, yeah, it was crazy.
Allegedly,
allegedly, yeah.
Inside,
man. Once you have that on your name,
oh,
boy, there ain't enough deodorant to get that stink off.
No, and especially with the video evidence, that's tough. Zabo in the chat saying, Terry Rozier, run your game. Oh, come on.
Terry Rozier turns it over mid-game and then cuts an ad after that. That's why I took less.
Use the promo code Rozier to get $15 instantly.
Promo code Scary Terry.
Oh man.
Oh, but he going goodness. Tonight, he gonna show everybody, wow, that's ridiculous. He still got it.
Yeah.
He still got it.
He got it all right.
we're getting the moron turtles at 15 points today.
He got that Cash App. That's
that
what he got.
He got it all right. Oh man.
Honestly, Terry, for the sake of the investigation, you probably do need to play well today.
Cause it was, and the highlight package was all in one game. Oh. I said, oh no.
Oh, man. That really was one game. That is crazy. Absolutely crazy.
Watch that right now during the break.
Thunder Celtics tonight.
Ooh, no.
I'm excited for that one.
No J Dub though. No J Dub. Mm-hmm. I hate when that happens.
Yeah.
I hate when that happens.
No, if you're what they say you are, you're fine.
I mean, nah, man. Come on, man. I want to see.
Celtics played the Lakers without Porzingis the other day, no?
Yeah.
It happens. This is good teams. It's fine. Don't make excuses for them, Casey.
Lakers didn't have two starters.
Oh, sorry. Rui Hachimura didn't play well.
I mean, I'm not crying for him. I'm just saying. When the Warriors beat the Celtics, I was like, come on, man. No Jaylen Brown. Don't do that.
Plead the fifth on that one.
Suns at Rockets tonight, Mavericks at Spurs, Timberwolves at Nuggets. Keep an eye on a couple of those. Suns at Rockets as well.
My boy Jokic.
Yeah, I guess so. MVP. We'll come back. We'll stay in the NBA. We mentioned a couple of title contending teams. How many in the league are there? We'll discuss that. Tyrese's 4-point play last night. And I think we're going to have a spirited discussion. Stephen A. talking. Kenny and I heard it, and it's very obvious we do not agree on what is happening. So we'll talk about that. It'll be fun. We're thrilled that you're here with us. Stilo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. This conversation is out of control.
Oh, yeah, KC, we lost it. It's over.
It is. Not it.
Eric B., you ruined it for the class.
Yeah.
Hey, I just saw something come across my timeline real quick. Jesse, you might have seen this. Did you see the controversy with these new baseball hats?
No.
Do you see the Texas
Rangers? Yeah, I saw the Texas Rangers one like early on when they first released. I was like, huh. That says something that means something else.
Yeah, so I didn't know. Uh-oh. And
this isn't like the Charlotte jersey again, is it?
Yeah, it is actually.
Oh dear God.
So ML New Era, it comes out with these hats that you get a oversized logo, like the regular hat.
Yep, I see
and
it.
Behind it, it says whatever, Texas, Angels, whatever.
Yep.
And they had to pull the Texas Rangers one.
Yep.
And it's selling for $1,000 online right now on eBay.
Yep.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, huh.
Yeah.
I guess no one's just going to care or pay attention, I guess. Like, nope, they noticed. No.
I didn't even catch it. I didn't catch it. And then they were like, oh, yeah, it's Spanish for – they didn't even put the word out there. Then I Googled. I was like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
It's out there.
But, it's going for $1,000 on eBay.
So you're how many did you buy?
I wish I would have bought one.
Yeah.
I wish I would have bought four. I don't really like
you're
those.
You're a hat guy? Your thought on these?
I'm not really feeling it.
It's
obviously,
a little messy.
It is a little messy. They have one that's coming out that is better, where they have the logo three times on it. I like that. Okay. I don't like this one.
The Mariners hat absolutely looks like it says Masters.
Oh, jeez.
No, yeah, you're right. I'm looking at it right now. It says you're Masters. Right.
People are upset with the Angels one as well. Like, I'm not mad at them trying
it's
something.
It's too much.
But it's, no. They, like I said, they have a new logo joint where, I think it's coming out opening day, where, like, for instance, the Phillies P, they got it three times. So one in the middle and then two on the side. I kind of like that. I might cop one of those, but, I don't really go crazy over the specialty hats, you know what I mean? Just give me a patch on the side. You know what I mean? Give me the color that they wear on the field.
The A's are really flirting with ass being on the hat. Like, it's...
I think they have an ass
it's
one.
Like this, it's like this close. Like, that C is hanging on by just a thread. This isn't working for me. This is just messy. This looks like a series of printing errors.
The Giants one is just ugly.
And that's awful.
I hate to say that, but that's just an ugly hat. Not a fan. Let me see. The triple logo baseball hats. Let me see if I can see if they got... No, they don't really have it up. I saw it online. I like it. I like the triple logo joint, but I don't like these.
Yeah, this is a miss.
And I did miss
my opportunity. I'm seeing the $1,000 post. Yeah. That's pretty funny.
I missed my opportunity to get that Rangers joint. Damn.
Well, we don't even know that these joints got any bids on it.
Somebody must have sold one for...
I'm sorry. My mistake. This is a listing of the ones that have sold.
Oh, they have sold.
Yeah, for $1,000.
I got the A's ass hat right here.
Y'all...
Oh!
This was an older version.
Yeah,
not
I remember
this.
That.
Yeah,
remember,
this was a previous version of hat.
Come on, man. Come on, is that... I wonder if that's selling on eBay.
You know what they should do? No, it ain't going to show us no love like that, but somebody should make a hat in the King's colors. An A's hat in the King's colors.
Ooh.
Just a one-off. I'm not saying they wear those. Just a little one-off for fun.
Absolutely.
Y'all can have that idea if you're listening. I think Kyle's got some friends on the A staff. So, you know, if y'all are listening, you can have that one.
They'll
make some money
like
off
you,
it.
Like you said, they never gonna do it. But somebody, you know, on the side market, go ahead, man. Do what you do.
Yeah, well, I mean, don't do that. It's probably illegal.
Well, no, if it's legal, I mean, like, if you, you can. I think it's legal. I don't want nobody to do nothing illegal. But I'm saying, I think you could do that. You could do that.
Okay.
Maybe throw it upside down or something like that too. I like the upside down logo.
Yes, you do. It confuses people every time you do it.
KC, did you know the logo's upside down on your hat?
Me not wearing a Giants hat confuses people. Thought you were a Giants fan.
Yes, that does. Despite 4 years worth of explanations, that still seems to confuse people.
Oh, man.
How was Dragon Ball last night?
Dragon Ball was great.
Fire, right?
Yeah, Dragon Ball was great. I don't know what chicken I got because New Aaron.
Miller.
Well,
there's only one Aaron.
But that was... I was gonna say only Aaron, but
well, that's a little weird. No. That sounds like a bad website or something. Don't do that.
Only Aaron.
Don't do that.
But he got some kind of chicken. I don't know what chicken he got, but that was bomb. And then I got the shrimp fried rice, man. And come on, they didn't disappoint. Dragon Ball is a good look. I will be back, maybe this week.
Yeah, it's a great spot. We had this walnut glazed shrimp. Mm. Dear God. Fire. Like, absolutely incredible.
Man.
Absolutely incredible.
They do their thing. The ambiance is...
You see how KC knew me, though? We was at the same restaurant. We couldn't even, like, I had to sit at the bar. He had, like, this...
Wait, at the same time?
Same exact time.
No. Wait.
Same exact time.
That was a choice. There were a number of seats available.
He had a booth. Just fried rice and asparagus. Just
why did you have D-Lo sit somewhere else?
Just sitting here at the bar.
I would have pulled from someone else's table. You guys aren't using this chair. I'm going to use this real quick.
We didn't go over there at the same time. Second of all, there was a number of seats available. They chose to sit where they sat. What? Well, see how the media...
See, are you telling lies? Are you trying to be...
No, it's the media, bro. I'm telling you, it's the media, bro. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's the media. I ain't talking to them.
So I do know, like, D-Lo is big time sometimes. Like, yeah, I'm going to go sit in this private area. Whatever.
He is big time. He is big time.
I don't know who to believe. You guys are both just insanely rich, so.
I sat at what?
I think it's the first time I turned heel on both of you. Chatty House, I'm with you guys.
Dragon Ball was fire, though. Dragon Ball was fire. Shout out to the wake-up call at 32 Bruce Street yesterday, man. Big ups.
I don't know about you. But it sure was nice being on that side of the stage.
Hell yeah. I want to be a spectator sometimes.
Yeah.
I want to be a spectator. I just want to watch. Yeah, so yeah, I enjoyed that. And Always show love to Sky River, man. Always good times over there. It's my son.
That's such a great staff, man. They show us so much love. They do.
My son was like, that's your second home. It's like, yeah. I'm not over there that much, but probably should. I'm over there. I like to be over there more than I am, but I guess I still am over there pretty often.
Okay.
Yeah, Sky River. Once I get that, once I get that hotel up, though, I'll be gone for a weekend.
Oh yeah,
I'll be Kenny Caraway penthouse.
I don't know.
Is that what
I'm gonna
call
be
it?
Like Draymond? Kids ain't even gonna be able to find me for 2 days.
Where's Dad? He's downstairs. No. That's downstairs, Draymond, sitting in the
Draymond
dark.
Draymond Caraway.
Yeah, Sky River. Just gonna be gone for a couple days. Actually, what's really gonna happen is
my wife
is gonna be gone. She's gonna leave us.
No,
where you at, girl? I thought you went to go get some need. I'm over at Sky River.
I did.
I got a room.
Yeah, I didn't say I was coming back. I did. I just ate at SR Prime. Ignore that charge on the card. I asked for the whole bottle. I had to run out and meet King Melly.
Hey.
Outside, yeah. I had to run out, hand him a couple of things, talk to him for a minute. This is when we all sat at the bar.
Yeah.
Not you, of course. You were in the private booth. But I was sitting at the bar with the rest of the regulars, and I came back, and there's a drink in front of me. And there's a bunch of practical jokers sitting at the table. So I had to ask, because if you've ever sat at the bar, there's a locked-up bottle of King Louis, like, right in front. And I was like, okay, what's in this glass? And how many did we order? And they all kind of like smirked and looked at each other. And it's just Basil Hayden.
Oh, okay. You got to check.
Well, because my sense of humor would have been like, how much is that? $100? It's two. It's that. Get up and walk away. Don't get up and walk away from dinner like that. Don't do that. I don't care who's outside.
A family friend of mine, he told a story about how he saw some people that he knew or whatever at a bar, and he was like, told the waiter, he's like, hey man, go send them around the drinks on me. It was like three of them. Go send them around the drinks on me, man. I got this. And he goes, okay, well, what do you want them to have? He's like, whatever they drinking right now, so I'm sending around on me. Mm-hmm. It's all me. And he goes over there and tries to like tell them, and they like, no, send that back. And then he goes back to my friend. He goes, yeah, they wouldn't accept it or whatever. He goes, what? Why wouldn't they accept my drink? He said, sir, I forgot what the name was. That's $1,300 a shot. He said, thank you. I understand. He thought it was going to be like $60 total or something like that. He's like, no, thank you. I understand. $1,300 a shot.
I don't, like, what could that possibly be? I told the story about the Ace of Spades bottle when we were doing the photo shoot.
Ooh.
And the guy was like, you want me to open this report? No! 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 This is social media. This is fake. Put the bottle down. Don't, just carefully set the bottle on the table. Fill this with apple juice.
Please.
And move.
Please.
That man had it. He was about to do the twirl where you open it. Like,
whoa. Sir. Settle down. Settle down.
Sky River would have owned us.
Settle down. Hey. We're just taking a picture.
They're like, yeah, I'm going to need D'Lo and Casey out here Monday through Friday.
And we would have been washing dishes.
Oh,
did
man.
A show and wash the dishes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, man.
All right, they're wrapped up with their live show. Go serve food. Bryce wants another order of chicken wings. Go bring Warren some French fries.
He's going to be bringing out the food.
Yeah. Table 10 needs ranch.
bringing out the food.
Ramsey wants some more water. Well, all right.
Yeah, man, no, just take the picture, brother. That's all you got to do. Expensive liquor is crazy.
I just don't know. Now, I like there. Like I've had, I don't even know what the most expensive alcohol I've had is.
I've had some Ace of Spades.
Okay,
tastes fine. Yeah,
yeah. That was Brett Parrish made it.
Right,
it was fine.
Is there that much of a difference?
I think there's a difference in wine And like, I do think there's a difference in like certain like tequilas and like tequila. I didn't realize this until like tequila has like there are so many distinctive flavors. Tequila you associate, I think, so often, like when you're younger, with like shots. You're shooting garbage. Like you're literally, it's just trash.
The bottom of the barrel type tequila.
Yeah, and that's why you get sick. It's not tequila that makes you sick. It's cheap tequila that makes you sick.
Makes sense.
It's not caffeine that like gives you like a like, oh, you get this big high and then you drag and you crash. It's cheap caffeine that does that. So when there's a little bit more invested in the alcohol, like, yeah, it's, you don't have to shoot it. You sip it like it's, and I've learned, you know, the aging process sometimes increases the, you know, the price of the bottle. The aging process creates like a more limited round, and that's why it becomes expensive. I don't know the most expensive alcohol I've had, though. I know Karoche bought me a really nice bottle of champagne when he got my house that I haven't opened yet. It's still in there, but I know, like, I was like, I've never seen this before. I looked it up. I was like, oh, it's like a $300 bottle of champagne. I have no idea what it tastes like.
I got
Mark Jones was drinking, you know, Louis on Mondays.
Right.
I don't think I've ever had
brushing
that.
His teeth with Louis.
That's it.
Yeah, since we got a, me and Jazz, we got a bottle of champagne when we got our wedding rings. I don't know what that was.
10 years ago?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I know where we were at, but I don't know if that means that they got expensive taste in there.
You don't want to say where you were at?
It's fine. We're at the Cartier store.
I was going to say, no one goes to Macy's and gets a bottle of champagne. Like, that's not how it works.
And we're at the Cartier store, and when we bought them, the least they could do is give us a bottle of champagne. So we never opened that, so I don't know. Maybe they...
Is the ring paid off?
No.
Will Reese be paying that ring off?
No.
Okay.
Soon we will we'll be there, but not yet.
It's like a $500 cover charge just to get into the Cartier store.
Can't really
go in there and browse. They're like, sir, who are you here to see? Well, we're here to get rings. Cool. Swipe your card right there.
It's not far off.
It's not.
But once you're in there, they take care of you.
Yeah, they do take care of you.
They take care of you. Yeah, yeah. That's what I learned about going to those stores. All those stores do the same thing, though. Like, you go to the Louis store and... Hey, you know, take a seat here.
Especially in Vegas, because they think you just won money.
Yeah, they take it.
Like, that's what, there's like 47 Louis Vuitton stores on the Strip.
Yeah.
Because every casino's like, yeah, throw one in here. All these idiots who just won money will come buy a $3,000 bag.
And they stay open.
Always. There's a reason they stay in business. Drunk impulse open. Purchases.
Yes, indeed, man. So, yeah, I gotta get back to that. I got to get back to, you know.
The Cartier store?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love my Cartier jewelry.
All right.
I've never said that before.
I just got an Apple Watch on.
Stop it.
I got an Apple Watch on and a ring from Etsy, man. I'm living the life.
I can't believe your jewelry has an earring.
That's crazy.
It doesn't have an earring.
Your hat jewelry has an earring.
This is just, it's just.
That's like Barry Bonds.
It is like Barry Bonds. It's like Saquon Barkley, too. That's who's doing it right now. I might get one of those earrings. Get one, you know, just on the left side. And then to keep the stud over here. Yeah, you know I mean, switch it up a little bit. Yeah. Bring it back. Michael Jordan hoop earring, maybe.
Okay. I never got my ears are too big. Like, I just, what I look like with earrings in?
You look like a regular person.
Ears. No, I'd look like a dude with big ass ears and earrings.
You look like a regular person.
No, no. But it's a good, Steve has a good question. Like, who has more money, Barry, Saquon, or Casey?
What?
Who do you think that is?
Casey.
You think even with Saquon's new contract, though?
It's NFL money. It's
I literally read that wrong. Point. I thought he was saying KC, who has more money, Barry or Saquon. Don't include me in that. No. I'm not
what he's saying.
Not anywhere near.
Barry Bonds still talks like he could hit 70 home runs.
He absolutely does. But I love it.
Yeah, like he talks like you believe him, though.
Who did he say?
He was on all the smoke.
Who did he say?
Satchel Paige. Satchel Paige. Yeah. So what are you doing? He's pitching you. Gone. We're Barry. Gone.
He was on all the smoke talking about he could still hit 100 miles per hour.
I believe him.
Yeah, I don't know if he's in a home run, but he thinks he can still hit it.
Have you ever stood at the plate when a pitch is coming 100 miles an hour?
No. It doesn't. I've never been in the box, so it's in the batter's box. So.
Hold on, folks. Hold on, folks. It's a pass interference 7 yards down the field. Half the distance to the goal. First down.
Box. I've never been in the batter's box for 100 miles per hour. I've never been in, so I'm sure it looks different. When you get like those ump cams and everything, I said this before. This doesn't mean I could hit. You know, I don't know, but it doesn't look as fast as I thought.
No, 100 miles an hour. They throw one pitch and I'm done.
Yeah, I think I'd be too scared to stand in the
Well, that's the
box.
Whole thing. If they told me I'm just going to throw it down the middle, sure. But if they're like Randy Johnson wild, scary.
In my head, I'd have to swing before they let go of the ball. I don't know that's accurate, but I feel like that's what I would have to do.
You'd have to load up before like he even releases the baseball.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as he gets in his wind.
Like, he could pump fake me.
Yes.
I'd be like, and then he would just stop and I'm...
that's the crazy part of a changeup. That's crazy, right? Like, you gearing up for 95, and this guy with the same motion, the same release point, throws it 87.
Right.
It's like, oh my God.
Well, the great things about the changeup is it's like 90 miles an hour out of hand, and then it just stops and drops to 60.
That's tough.
It's like the ball saw a cop and just stopped on its way to the plate. Like, oh, slow down.
That's the crazy part. Reese had a game on Saturday, and the kid was throwing some heat, and he fouled him off or whatever, and the kid never showed a changeup. So I was like, hey, man, gear up for that heat.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, he threw a changeup, reached way out in front, struck him out. I was like, ain't nothing you could do about that. Like, you didn't even know he had a changeup, and he threw the change.
That's an 11-year-old who could throw a curveball. Like, what do you want us to do?
No, what time? Reese, the first time he saw a curveball, he was in the batter's box, geared up, two strikes, and the kid throws a curveball. He leans out the way or whatever, struck out looking. He looks at me, goes, it curved! I said, yeah, that's what happens. He could not believe what he just saw. He said, what, it curved.
I don't believe what I just saw. What is that? Kirk Gibson? What's that? What call
that
is that?
That is a good call. Okay. Good knowledge. Dr.
Can he do that?
Guy. Yeah, is it legal? He up here. Reese, hey, review. He over here like Draymond Green, review.
Pretty sure that almost hit me, Blue.
Like, you're out, sir.
No!
Yeah, these kids, they come with... But you know what I'm saying? You see him later on, he gonna turn on one. I ain't worried about that. Got him this time. I'll see you again.
Oh, that's funny.
See you again. But yeah, he just could not believe...
Call and review on a curveball.
He could not believe... It's like 10, maybe even 9. He could not believe that ball did that. And then he's like, what am I supposed to do? A curve.
Hey, that's when your two's like, yeah, I can't throw you batting practice anymore. We got to get you with a coach who can actually throw you these pitches.
It was a sad day. It was the end of Coach Casey for baseball.
I'll be bringing that heat when I throw it to him, too.
Casey out here throwing hella hard at Reese.
Ice and ice.
Not even over the plate, just in the backstop every time.
If it hits you, you'll be fine.
The ice in my elbow afterward. I need Tommy John after batting practice.
They see up here like that kid in the Cam Newton commercial, like warming up his arm.
It was one of the greatest commercials ever.
Oh, that's a top five.
That was a good one.
That's a top five. That was a great commercial.
Oh,
that was a great commercial.
No.
Oh, man. No, this was planned.
So when do you guys want to start the show?
Yeah. No NBA this segment.
Tomorrow after the... tomorrow when we get ready for Kings and Warriors.
I need a win. I need a win. I need that one. They said... I just saw Deuce. He had a tweet. Kevin Harlan and Stan Van Gundy are on the call. Did you see who was playing? I think it was the Suns were playing. I think it was Suns Pelicans. And Stan Van Gundy was on the call, and something happened. Like, somebody drove to the bucket, got an easy bucket on the Suns. And Stan goes, now see, that as the play's going on, he's like, yeah, they've got to work on, you know, their defense and being better and da-da-da-da. Then somebody drives to the layup, scores or whatever. And he goes, and that's a prime example. That Suns defense was pathetic.
Well, I mean,
it was the cadence, the pause, whatever. That Suns defense was pathetic. And hopefully he doesn't say that tomorrow about anything the Kings do.
I very much hope so.
What is he going to say about Coach Christie? Is he going to say anything good? Because wasn't he one of the main ones that, like, was harping on that? It was Kings Rockets.
And yes. He said something because I remember we brought up the facts and all that.
All Kings coaches are interim coaches. That's right. Stan Man's on the list.
Doug is what, 21-13? Is that what we said?
Yes.
I mean, talk about that. Talk about the job Doug Christie's done.
He's coached more games than Mike Brown did this year.
That's all I'm saying. Show him some respect.
I had a Doug Christie for Coach of the Year vote type thought yesterday, but I realized that interim coaches don't get win-losses credit. It was only if they were to make top six this year.
I think there's an interesting Coach of the Year conversation, though. It's funny, though, to me. I'll let you think about it. We'll explain at some point. I don't know. Maybe we'll talk about something different when we come back. We vibing today, man. Just have fun with us.
Kings ain't playing.
Nope, they are not. Brought to you by Sky River Casino here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Zabo, I was never getting those book ones, man. Them joints, just like that. Just like the only thing Coach has ever remembered to send me is two Duke hoodies and some dry fit gear.
That's nice.
That was very nice.
Yeah.
I didn't ask for that. It's very nice. Yeah. I asked for the Yolanda Griffith Player Society shirt that's not for sale. I was like, our crew would pop for that. Like, she's like, she sent me two. The large one is too big. I'll send it to you. It was like a year ago. And like, the tournament start, like, I can't, I need to get her W-2s. Like, I'm not going to ask her for the Yolanda Griffith t-shirt. Terrible.
One day.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either, pal.
Shout out to Jesuit, man. They made it to the state championships. They beat Destiny Christian, which used to be Capital Christian, and they're taking on Gilbert Arena Sun on Friday night. I wasn't going to go to the Friday games, but I might have to go now.
Where at?
Golden One.
G1C, yeah.
High school state championships on Friday and Saturday night.
Very nice.
I might have to go on Friday.
Very nice. What's going on this weekend? We got anything jumping? We don't have anything jumping on for a bit, right?
Nah, we're good. You know, it's going to be raining this weekend on Friday. Well, Saturday's actually supposed to be clear, but Sunday is going to rain too.
Weatherman Kenny Caraway.
Well, I've never steered anybody wrong.
calling the rain about a month out was your greatest.
I mean, no, that was epic. Yeah. That was absolutely epic.
I knew
epic.
What time it was. I knew how it was going to go
and
down.
It saved us from a really unfortunate trip
that
to Santa Clara.
Crazy. That would have been crazy.
What was the quarterback matchup that day?
It wasn't even Kyler.
Was it Colt McCoy versus someone?
Yeah, it might have been Colt. Or no, was it Sam Darnold?
This was Beam Team right?
Yeah, Sam Darnold was the following year. He did the Rams game. Yeah, it was probably Colt McCoy.
That was the Laker game, right? Trista came for the Laker game where it was like 140 to 135 or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, well, saved us. Absolutely saved us. I'll take that back. I think they're playing on Saturday. Jesuit's playing on Saturday. So, I won't be there on Friday. I'll be there Saturday.
Okay.
Even though, in Reardon of the Bay Area of San Francisco, they're playing in the Open Division Championship. That's Lob City right there. They're the greatest show on court this year. I definitely want to check them out. So, and like I said in the break, my girl Kalina, She's not going to be there. Damn.
Sorry.
Ontario Christian. She can go. Is she going to Duke? Need me to talk to her?
Sure. What? No, I don't know. I don't know. That feels illegal. Did you have to say that on the radio? I don't know. I don't know what's allowed. I don't know how this works. Leave me out of it. I don't have nothing to do with nothing. I don't even get phone calls when they win. I only get text messages. Oh, get your ass beat by NC State. Oh, 10 o'clock. Hey. I always wish, like I tell this to people all of the time. I would love a camera on me when I take one of those calls and a word counter. Not a noise counter, not a No, like an actual word counter. Because after those bad losses, it can be 60 straight minutes of just listening.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of those. It's a lot of those.
And then what's the word counter when they win a big game?
It's zero. It's a text message. They won the ACC tournament. I didn't get no call. I just got the traditional blue blue heart and the devil. That's what I got.
See, one of these days she's gonna see these segments. It's gonna be hilarious.
She is never gonna see these segments. I'm not even sure she knows what I do for a living anymore. I think we were talking or texting at the beginning of the year. I was like, yo, last year I had the best year I've ever had in radio. Mm-hmm. She's like, great. Yeah, so we got, man, if these girls don't start, it's like, all right. That's fine. That's cool.
That's fine.
It's not like I need someone to talk to.
Oh, man.
James Ham's at practice. He says Domantas Sabonis is on the court.
There we go.
We'll have more about his availability in a few minutes. This kind of tracks with what we thought. It certainly seemed like, because Domas had worked out before we got the last medical update, and it certainly sounded like Domas was kind of on the same track that Malik Monk was, where that Malik wasn't even on come
on the injury report.
New York. He wasn't even on the injury report. Mm-hmm. He was out the night before against the Clippers, and he wasn't even on the injury report on Monday.
Right.
So it feels like they were pretty confident on Sunday that Domas was going to be available for Thursday.
Yeah, and at that point, he's practicing today, so he's actually, you know, on the court. So it was about 10 days. It was a Saturday to Wednesday to the following Wednesday. So about 10 days, and the work is way back. I wonder if he does play on Thursday. Just wait for them to say it officially. But if he does play on Thursday, if he's going to have a minutes restriction, usually I'm like, nah, probably not. But with a hamstring like that, with a strain of a muscle, maybe you don't want to overwork the muscle. So I wonder if he is going to have a minutes restriction.
Yeah, that's a good call. Yeah, that's a lot different than Malik. Mm-hmm. Malik was probably more pain.
Yeah,
than pain management. Than re-injury or anything along those lines.
And we didn't talk about it, but he did leave the game.
He did, yeah.
And then, but he spoke afterwards and said he was okay.
Yeah, he said it felt funny, and so he got it looked at. Mm-hmm. And he was like, it's fine.
Yeah.
But it was like, okay, did it hurt?
Well,
like,
yeah,
I don't, like, what is it?
So it felt funny, you left, like, and they said it's fine.
Was it making you laugh? Like, was it tickling? Like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
I assume it hurt.
Yeah.
And there's probably a, hey, did I do something? And they look at it and it's like, no, I have no idea. Mm-hmm. No, you're probably just, this is probably what you're looking at for a couple of games. It'll probably subside Thursday. Might flare up a little bit Friday because that's back, but it'll either linger or it'll go away. I don't know what I feel like, isn't this like essentially turf toe?
That's what I thought it was. Yeah.
And I don't know that's what it is, but that kind of feels like it.
Right.
I don't know that I think that goes away with like rest, mm-hmm. like lengthy mm-hmm. rest. So it could just be, yeah, you might deal with little, it might not feel perfect
right.
all of the time.
And a certain step might flare it up a little mm-hmm. bit, but.
You probably didn't hurt it.
Right. And you hate to say like, you can't hurt it anywhere. I don't want to say that, but if it's something like that, that's something that, like you said, it's just extended rest that's going to make it go away. If you play on it, it's going to feel uncomfortable. It's not because you have turf toe, you can now break the toe or nothing like that. Like, I don't think that's necessarily the case. Like, I don't know if they're related in that respect, but you're just going to have to deal with a little pain tolerance. You step in a certain way, it's going to flare up. It's like a rolled ankle or something like that. Like, when the ankle is weak, you tweak it a little bit, it's going to hurt for about, 2 minutes. But you didn't hurt it any worse. You just flared up the issue that you already had. So I wonder if that is the issue with Malik Monk.
Yeah. We'll pass along what I'm guessing Domas may be available today. Certainly Doug Christie will be available today. We'll pass along anything we can from the guys at practice as the Sacramento Kings are getting ready. For their matchup against the Golden State Warriors tomorrow night. We were talking marquee matchup tonight with the Celtics and the Oklahoma City Thunder. Two championship contending teams.
Mm-hmm.
How many are there in the league right now?
There's
Oklahoma City, obviously. There's Boston.
Mm-hmm,
Sacramento, clearly.
Cleveland is in there.
Cleveland, this is for you.
Jesse said Cleveland.
I know. I'm sorry. Hey, Siri, what's the temperature in hell?
So, okay, settle down, because this is the second time Siri's come up on my iPad.
Well, I just asked her to tell me the temperature in hell.
I don't even know why. Do you have, like, the update where it does this glow
yes.
around the whole thing?
Yeah, no, that's kind of fire.
It is, but what the hell?
What do you mean? It, like, glows. That's Siri talking
even ask,
to us.
I didn't even.
I did.
All right. Siri can talk to you all she wants.
Well,
right,
Siri cheating
need to talk to
on,
me.
Siri cheating on you. You know
she
what
don't
it
need
is.
Talk to me.
You know what Siri's. You know what happens. I think when they get familiar with a voice, they just start responding, because I don't think they're supposed to respond to other people's voice. It's supposed to only be yours.
That's.
But I'm around your Siri for so long.
Yeah.
That's
trippy.
She just started talking. She's cheating on you.
Take all this stuff away, bro.
And she didn't even tell me. All I asked was the temperature in hell, because all of a sudden, Mr. Cleveland is a title contender in there. is saying nice things.
Yeah,
talking about the team, not the city.
No,
well,
fair
good
enough.
Point. Good point.
So we've got Celtics, Thunder, Cleveland.
I'm putting
better not.
The Knicks
no.
and the Bucks in there. It's five.
Okay, hold on. No New York.
No to both.
No to both.
Yes, the Bucks have been a five seed like all year. Like Giannis and them have gotten bounced in the first round the last couple of seasons. Like, you got to show me something before it's like, yeah. Last time you won a title was what, 2021? Like, the Bucks, they have Giannis and Dame. Like, yes, that's nice, but. What are you after that? Chris Middleton is in Washington. Like, Kuzma's nice. He's been playing all right. I'll give him that. But I can't call them title contenders. I'd give you the Knicks one before I gave you the Bucks.
Mm.